You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Get that beautiful smile that you deserve. All right, that's Dr. Mike Venaria, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. I was thinking about, you know, this battle between Trump and Musk, and now the president is warning Elon Musk he may need to return to South Africa as his numerous federal subsidies are cut as the feud between these two reignites. Elon may get more subsidy than any human being in history by far. And without subsidies, Elon would probably have to close up shop and head back home to South Africa. You know, he's not wrong in the sense that Elon Musk has made a ton of cash, like Jeff Bezos, too, off of government contracts for their technology. I mean, these guys are basically Tony Stark. So they're basically selling their products to the government. The government's been buying them. And yeah, it's you make money on Teslas, but your real money is where you make from selling your stuff to the Pentagon. Let's be honest. Oh, by the way, AOC, her childhood nickname from her time growing up in Westchester County, recently resurfaced. You know, she's the Bronx girl, but she was known as Sandy as a youngster in Yorktown Heights. And was affectionately remembered as a top-notch student in a school district that's about 35 miles north of the Bronx. She was amazing, said Yorktown High School science teacher Michael Blugler. Sandy from Yorktown. Sandy from the Bronx is a better ring to it, but Sandy from Yorktown, well, that's just saying. Sandy from... Sandy from Yorktown does not have the same ring to it, does it? I'm just saying. It's kind of embarrassing to act like you're tough from the streets of the Bronx. Then it turns out, you know, you're from a posh neighborhood in Yorktown. It's like the guy running for mayor. He's a spoiled rich kid. He's a spoiled rich kid who's got lots and lots of money. Because it's always the spoiled rich kids that are the ones that want to raise taxes on everybody else. Never had to work a day in their life. So they think like money is this fungible commodity that just doesn't really mean anything. And so they just turn around and they go, oh, well, guess what? I'll just raise taxes on everybody. All right. I'll just raise taxes on everybody and then everybody will be fine. Because they've never actually had to work. And that's the real issue right there. But I'm watching this feud between Elon and the president, and that you have two alpha males, very, very big personalities here. Very gargantuan apex predator type personalities, and neither one of them wants to lose this battle here. And I thought it was okay for a little while. Like I thought it got better, but then clearly not. It's not gotten better. It's only gotten worse. So ultimately, I don't think Trump's going to strip Elon of his natural citizenship. I mean, of his naturalized citizenship. But that's certainly, you know, it's just scorched earth here. And this scorched earth is what it is. But I, you know, I mean, to listen to the president talk about Elon Musk, and you understand, you know, Elon is losing some subsidies here, and he's not happy about it. So he's pushing back. That's what the president said earlier today at the White House.
What happened to Elon Musk?
Nothing, you know, he's upset that he's losing his EV mandate, and he's upset. You know, he's very upset about things, but, you know, he could lose a lot more than that. I can tell you right now. Hey, Elon can lose a lot more than that.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about Zohran Mamdani yesterday? And I said that this guy is a real problem for Democrats. I'm actually now 100% Team Zohran. I love this guy. I want him to win. I think he's great because he will be the final death knell in the Democrat Party. He will officially help the Democrats transition to the Whig Party. And I'm excited for that. And even Stephen A. Smith knows it, too. This guy is bad news for them. This guy is the end of the Democrat Party as we know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me be very, very clear. If the Democratic Party becomes the likes of Zohran Mamdani, who, by the way, I like, I'm not trying to throw any shade on him or anything like that, but if the Democratic Party becomes him, you have no chance. You have no chance on a national basis in terms of the presidency. In Senate seats in the House, you have no chance. You have no chance. I want to be very, very clear about that. You might have a democratic socialist sprinkled here and there, but that ain't what America is. America's about capitalism. America's about dollars and cents. America's about an economy, a flourishing economy. Okay? And you know what it's not about? Free stuff. Somebody got to say it, so I'm going to say it.
Somebody got to say it, so he's going to say it. All right, look, I mean, yeah, Stephen A. Smith, you're not wrong. I agree with you. But now I hope Zohran Mamdani wins because it will be the official end of the Democrat Party. It will. That'll be it. It's over. Done. Over. Done. Oh, the lefties are still melting down about alligator Alcatraz. I love this. I really do. They're still melting down about alligator Alcatraz. How dare you keep people fenced in behind alligators? Well, don't escape and you won't have to worry about getting eaten by an alligator. It's not that complicated. It's not that complicated. The guy who is an immigration advocate said there's nothing about alligator Alcatraz that is cruel and inhumane. Nothing. I just feel bad for the alligators if they have to eat the people. But then again, hey, you know, protein. I think alligators, for the most part, do protein diets, don't they? Kind of keto friendly, I would think.
When we talk, you know, about people as if they were vermin, the location, the manner in which was done, and the language, right, the dehumanizing language employed by the authorities here. There's nothing about this facility, about this detention camp, that is not cruel and inhumane. The fact that we're going to have 3,000 people detained in tents in the Everglades in the middle of the hot Florida summer during hurricane season, right? I mean, this is a bad idea all around that needs to be opposed and stopped.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the second knot. There's nothing about it that is not cruel and inhumane. Oh, not. Okay, my bad. Okay, so he doesn't like it. I understand. I get it. But there are people in prisons in the South, and it's kind of a rough deal. It's not fun. Being incarcerated is not fun. Being detained is not fun. I get it. What do you propose to do is the question. How about sending to New York City? Look, at this point, if Zohran Mamdani wins, you might as well turn it into Escape from New York. Remember the Kurt Russell movie? Great movie. Snake Plissken? Oh, so good. You might as well just turn that into New York City. I mean, fine. Seal it off. Sure, blow the bridges up like they did in The Dark Knight Rises. And then just keep everybody in. And then there you go. Problem solved. I mean, it's going to go to it's going to become a hellhole anyway. So you might as well take the people in. I'm just saying. And it's not like anybody goes to Broadway shows anymore. Except for the elite white liberals who vote for people like Zohran Mamdani. Other than that, we can't afford to go. I can't afford $300 to see a ticket to a play. That's those, and those are the cheap seats, by the way. Oh, and movie theater tickets are getting out of control. You know, I'm taking Claire to see Superman next week. It's like $25 a ticket to see a friggin' movie. But I'm having a special daddy-daughter date night. But I'm just saying, nothing is cheap. We need interest rates to come down. We need the Fed chair to get off his ass. Here's the president talking about Zohran Mamdani.
I think he's terrible. He's a communist. The last thing we need is a communist. I said there will never be socialism in the United States. Now we have a communist. I think he's bad news. And I think I'm going to have a lot of fun with him, watching him, because he has to come right to this building to get his money. And don't worry, he's not going to run away with anything. I think he's, frankly, I've heard he's a total nut job. I think the people in New York are crazy. If they go this route, I think they're crazy. We will have a communist in the, for the first time, really, a pure, true communist. He wants to operate the grocery stores, the department stores. What about the people that are there? I think it's crazy.
No, it is crazy, but you get what you vote for. I'm just excited about the destruction this guy will cause. And I guess I should be a little bit, I mean, concerned for people who are live there, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not, because you get what you vote for. You get what you deserve. And the Democrat Party needs, at this rate, the Democrat Party can't survive if this is who they nominate. If this is who gets elected. They can't. It'll be over. It'll be the end of the party as we know it. And maybe that's what they need. You know, maybe the party needs to go the way of the Whigs. Maybe it needs to just end. And maybe that's what has to happen here. For them, for their own sake. For their own sake. Or maybe we're just all just Islamophobic right-wing critics. You know, maybe it's not the fact that the guy says he wants state-run grocery stores and seize the means of productions and there should not be billionaires and he wants to target white neighborhoods to tax more. Maybe it's just that we're all racist. I mean, obviously, it's just that we're just racist. MSNBC's Ayman Moidellin suggesting that this is all because he's Muslim. That's why we're saying the things we're saying. And we'd be saying this about a Muslim capitalist, too, apparently. Oh, okay. Good to know.
Welcome back to the weekend primetime. So much to digest from our interview with Zohran Mamdani, guys. Ayman, I want to start with you since you're the first to get him on national TV. But seriously, to see the sort of like transformation, the growth in this campaign, were you surprised by what's transpired the last week?
What's your
reflection on our interview?
I was very surprised, and I was surprised because one of the things that he has been very consistent about is his messaging. When you go back and watch some of the first interviews that he was doing about what he wanted to focus on, affordability, having a really kind of like progressive economic agenda, a wider social net, those were things that he talked about in those first days. And many people thought it was a pipe dream. But I think he stayed consistent, messaged in a very disciplined way, and it obviously has paid off. I think what's interesting now is to see the conversation around him and how that has changed and how politics may change that going forward. And that's why I was asking about, will he change his approach? Will things be different? He's committed to not being different. So it'll be interesting to see that. I do think, and I'm speaking here for myself as somebody who has observed him over the course of the last several months, there is a double standard that is being applied to him that is not being applied to other politicians. And it's for obvious reasons, not just because of his politics on what has happened overseas in Gaza, but the way he has stood up and defended certain principles around free speech in this city, but also because of what his faith is, what his identity is. And those are central to him. And I think that's new to many people in this country. And we're seeing that being weaponized in a very ugly and vulgar way. I think that double standard needs to be questioned.
Okay, let's break this down. First of all, the double standard is because, as Stephen A. Smith pointed out, he's a socialist communist whack job. That's what's happening here. All right. That's the issue. It has nothing to do. And I mean nothing to do with the fact that he's Muslim, except that he's a radical. So in that sense, it does, because he's a radical with a lot of his views, and his views then that go down the road of wanting to say globalize the intifada and to not condemn that. So in which case now it's not about religion. It's about political activism around the religion. That's a very important distinction. No one is against a Muslim getting elected. What somebody would be against is a Muslim who hates Israel getting elected, and somebody who thinks it's okay to openly target the Jews and to yell things like globalize the Intifada. That's the problem. Dude, I'm telling you right now, if this guy was a conservative capitalist Muslim, you wouldn't be hearing these things said about him, not by our side, but cheering the guy on. Look, I've had Dr. Zudi Jasser on my show a million times over the years. Every conservative talk show host has. He's great. Muslim guy. Conservative Muslim guy who was outspoken against the mosque being built to ground zero. To try to twist this into, once again, oh, we're just being Islamophobic. It's such a joke from the left. It really is. Let's keep going with this.
You don't ask other politicians the same questions that we are asking him. I can give you a lot of examples, but I won't go on into that. So I think it has exposed... but at the same time, it has challenged us in a new and interesting, and I would argue, an important and exciting way for our city. But I thought your questions were very fascinating, and I was actually proud of the fact that we were able to get into this in ways that other shows have not been able to. They've been taking the low-hanging fruit, talking about these kind of New York Post sensationalist headlines. But I thought we were able to get... And I don't know how you thought from an economics point of view.
I mean, I have so many more questions I could have asked him about his economic policies. Again, many of which I think sound great, but I'm skeptical that they can be manifested into reality, either because there isn't money for it or
because it's not reality, because it's a freaking communist utopian pipe dream. That's why it can't be manifested into reality, because none of their nonsense is ever manifested into reality, except for the victims of communism. The victims of communism, no, their reality has been quite well manifested.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Into reality by the likes of people like Zohran Mamdani and their ilk. In fact, Laura Ingraham brought somebody on her show last night. Oh, good for her for doing this. Maybe I'm going on tomorrow, Thursday night. I don't know. So far, we're having a good week, though. So far, we're having a good week. But she actually brought on somebody who, Z Van Fleet. We've had Z Van Fleet on the show and talked about that and how a lot of the people that are the survivors of communism, survivors of the brutal socialism and the policies that the left has pushed out there, and the horrors of it, horrors that we don't talk about because our kids are not taught to believe that communism is bad. So they don't really spend a lot of time talking about the Stalinist purges. They don't spend any time talking about these things because they don't want kids to be corrupted into believing that communism is bad, because most of the people that are in the education system are commies. Again, you know, this stupid notion of, well, are you a Democrat socialist or are you a communist? Well, I'm a Democrat socialist, not a communist. What the hell's the difference? What is the difference? I guess a communist lives in a commune, technically speaking, and that's the difference. Stop. The reality of the situation is that they're both the same thing. They are the same thing. Communism and democratic socialism are the same thing. And anybody who tells you that they're not is lying to you. Is lying to you. They're lying because they don't want you to believe that people who are Democrat socialists could be bad. Because it sounds so nice and warm and fuzzy, like Bernie Sanders, right? It sounds so nice. Oh, you're a Democratic socialist. Oh, you must be nice. They got the D word before you. Yeah, the D word that should be before them is one that I can't say on the radio. Isn't it funny, though, that, you know, Hakeem Jeffries in that terrorist video that he did yesterday, that hostage video they did over the weekend about Zoran Mandami, where he would not come out and he would not endorse him. I still think the Democrats are trying to get this guy out. I really do. I still think they're trying to get him out. They're terrified. They're terrified of what this guy means. Stephen A. Smith is right. And this is their moment now, where they wind up getting into the kind of trouble that will haunt them forever and ever, that might lead to their extinction as a political party. And hey, I'm just saying, you know, as a guy who watches politics and observes, I don't know if the Democrat Party can survive in its current form, much like the Whigs when they were back in the day. I really don't. I just don't know if this party can survive. They've lost their base. They've lost white working class voters. They've lost black working class voters. They've lost Latino working class voters. Who do they have left except for people in the faculty lounge, these white liberal elitists who are the kind of people that vote for a guy like Zoran Mandami? So Hakeem Jeffries in his hostage video, though.
Mamdani won a big victory. Have you endorsed him yet?
I have not. We had a conversation on Wednesday morning where I congratulated him on the campaign that he ran, a campaign that clearly was relentlessly focused on the high cost of living in New York City and the economy. He outworked, he out-communicated, and he out-organized the opposition, and that's clearly why he was successful.
So what's holding you back from endorsing him right now?
Well, we don't really know each other well. Our districts don't overlap. I have never had a substantive conversation with him. And so that's the next step in terms of this process, to be able to sit down, which we agreed to do in Central Brooklyn, discuss his vision for moving the city forward. And addressing the issues that are important to the communities that I represent, a very diverse district that I represent in Brooklyn, including many African Americans, many Jewish Americans, many Caribbean Americans, who are dealing with a lot of challenges in the city and want to make sure that the next mayor of the city of New York, whoever that may be, is prepared to tackle them.
Mamdani calls himself a democratic socialist. He proposed, obviously, big tax increases, free mass transit, free bus fares, government-run grocery stores. Is this the kind of progressive socialism that is we're going to see as the future of the Democratic Party?
Yes.
Or is this unique to New York City?
I think that one of the things we've been clear about from the very beginning, as House Democrats, is that we need to relentlessly focus on addressing the high cost of living in the United States of America.
You're going to do that by embracing democratic socialism? Huh? Isn't it funny how they stopped Bernie Sanders because they were worried about having a Democrat socialist elected to the presidency, so they stopped Bernie at every level? That's why I still think they may stop this guy, too, in New York. They just may. All right, more to come on this as we continue along. Chinese nationals arrested for espionage. What's that about? arrested for espionage for spying on U.S. Navy personnel and bases. Two People's Republic of China nationals arrested after allegedly recruiting service members and conducting clandestine operations for China's Ministry of State Security. We'll talk about that straight ahead. As we continue on our fourth and final hour, don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, man. According to Fox News, two Chinese nationals face serious charges after they allegedly acted as agents of the People's Republic of China to collect intelligence about U.S. Navy service members and bases while also recruiting other military members to carry out tasks for the country's main foreign intelligence service, the Ministry of State Security. The Department of Justice said Chinese national Yance Chen, who resides in Happy Valley, Oregon, and Liren Lei, who traveled to Houston on a tourist visa in April 2025, were arrested on Friday. Both individuals faced charges of overseeing and carrying out various clandestine intelligence tasks in the U.S., on behalf of the Ministry of State Security. Along with assisting the recruitment of potential MSS assets and gathering intel about service members and bases, the two men are accused of facilitating a deep drop payment of cash on behalf of the MSS. The FBI arrested both men on Friday. Chen was arrested in Happy Valley when Lei was arrested in Houston with help from the Naval Criminal Investigation Service. You know them as NCIS. Great show, by the way. Today's arrests reflect the FBI's unwavering commitment to protect. I think there's like seven spinoffs of NCIS now, isn't there? I think so. Not that it's a bad thing. I like spinoffs for the most part. But that's what they do. They have a hit show, and then it's like NCIS Origins, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS. I think that's okay. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But how many NCIS shows are there actually? Now you know what? Now I'm curious. Now I actually have to look this up. Now I'm actually curious. Sandy from Yorktown does not have the same ring as Sandy from the Bronx, does it? Definitely not. NCIS, let's see, there's NCIS, Naval Criminal, let's see, how many series are there? There's good actors in this, too. NCIS Origins, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS Hawaii, and NCIS Sydney. There you go. And apparently there's more to come. Anyway, back to the story. Sorry about that. Just got a little distracted. Been a long show. Been a long day. Today's arrests reflect the FBI's unwavering commitment to protecting our national security and safeguarding the integrity of our military, said FBI Director Kash Patel. The individuals charged were acting on behalf of a hostile foreign intelligence service, part of the Chinese Communist Party's broader effort to infiltrate and undermine our institutions. Thanks to our outstanding coordination with our partners, including NCIS, we disrupted those efforts and sent a clear message. The United States will not tolerate espionage on American soil. Our counterintelligence operations remain focused, vigilant, and relentless. Citing a criminal complaint filed in the Northern District of California, the DOJ said the government of the PRC conducts intelligence activities against the U.S. using various means, including the MSS, which is involved with collecting intelligence on civilians. The MSS is also responsible for foreign intelligence, counterintelligence, and political security. They were recruited to work for the MSS in 2021. The two men were from Guangzhou, China, where they allegedly collaborated to facilitate a dead drop payment of at least $10,000 on behalf of the MCMSS. The operation involved working with others in the U.S. to leave a backpack with the cash at a day-use locker in Livermore, California. Lei and Chen continued working on behalf of the MSS after the cash drop payment and helped with identifying Navy individuals who might be willing to work on behalf of the MSS as well. So they're trying to recruit our guys to be spies. The DOJ said in 2022 and 2023, the two visited a U.S. naval installation in Washington State, as well as a Navy recruitment center in San Gabriel, California. While at the recruitment center, Chen allegedly took photos of a bulletin board that contained the names, programs, and hometowns of Navy recruits. The majority of those listed on the board noted that their hometown was China, and the photos appear to be transmitted to an MSS intelligence officer in China. The DOJ also alleged the MSS gave Chen instructions on what to say to potential recruits when it came to payment that could be made by the MSS, preferred naval job assignments for potential recruits, and methods to minimize his risk of being exposed. He ultimately began to communicate with a member of the Navy on social media and arranged for a tour of the USS Abraham Lincoln in San Diego with the employees. Chen also sent information about the employee to the MSS. In April 2024 and March 2025, Chen traveled to Guangzhou, where he met with MSS intelligence officers to discuss pay for specific tasks. So there you go. But again, I don't believe this. Doesn't sound like something China would do to us. This sounds like us being racist. Just saying. Oh, look, I just got the confirmation for Learning Room Show for Thursday. Just one word. Yes. Hi, are we still on for Thursday? Yes. Okay, fine. I don't need more than that. People are busy. It's fine. It's fine. I'm okay with that. Just say yes. Just don't say no. Okay? Please? Don't say no. Don't ever say no. You know, I don't want to lose sight of the Biden AutoPen scandal. I agree this is one of the biggest scandals of modern times. And I'm glad that President Trump and Maria Bartiromo, and I meant to get to this yesterday, and we were so loaded up with Mondani and all the other stuff that I just did not have a chance. But I'm excited that the president's still talking about this. Here's the audio from the interview.
So why don't you just take that out?
It was the Biden administration.
Why are there still green subsidies in
that? I'm all for that. I think we shouldn't be giving money to all of these scams. But what happened is some of them have been started, like projects. And if you stop, it's in the middle. So I understand that, too. And people work there and they're, you know, working there and they're from the district of a congressman or a senator. But no, no. The Inflation Reduction Act was another Biden scam. And when I say Biden, it's not Biden. It was the lunatics that work around the, you know, in the Oval Office.
Correct.
Around the beautiful resolute desk. It's not Biden, because I don't think Biden knew what was happening. I think that the AutoPen is one of the biggest scandals in the history of this country, because the person that operated the AutoPen was the president of the United States. And I think that that's going to be sought out, and we're going to find out what happened.
Well, I believe it's this week that's 1 year ago, which was the debate where his mental capacity was exposed to so many people who didn't know it. Many of us saw it, obviously, in advance. And now James Comer at the Oversight Committee wants lots of people to come in. Who would you like?
I said it in advance. I said the debate was a setup. Obviously, you remember that. I don't need to remind you of that. But that's what I did. I said that. We were posting those clips on social media recently, but that's what I said. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Like to see come in and testify on that under oath.
I would say Lisa, who was in there.
Is that the deputy AG at the time?
Yeah, who's
Lisa Monaco?
Who was a big supporter of Andrew Weissman. These are people that I think are very bad people. They had radical left lunatics working there, and they took over that office. They didn't want Biden, and then after a little while, they realized he's incompetent. This is really a good thing. And they ran that thing. Look, Biden was never for open borders. Biden was never for transgender for everybody. He was never for men playing in women's sports. He was never for that. Biden is a disaster. This is a disaster. But the worst thing that he's done to us, inflation is terrible. But I've solved that problem already. Inflation is bad and other things are bad and many things. And the fact that we have no respect all around the world for the country, but now we do we took it from the lowest to the highest level in 6 months. But if you look at what he did to the border, it's so bad. So much of my time is spent on the border. You know, last month we had no people coming.
I know.
The bad part is he let in 21 million people. And we have to check those people, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. And 11,888 have murdered people. Half of them have murdered more than one person. People come in from gangs, from prisons. They emptied out Venezuela, emptied out its prisons.
I was thinking the AutoPen scandal. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. Like I'm not of the belief that people will really go to prison for this. But it's okay. It has to be exposed. And the reason why it has to be exposed is because the American people need to be reminded of how they were lied to and how they were manipulated and how this old geezer, this senile old geezer was unable, I mean, truly unable to be able to be in a position where he could run the country. And you know, Dana Carvey was talking on a podcast recently on this Fly on the Wall podcast that they do, or Superfly, excuse me. And they were talking about how it was hard to do a Biden impression. Yeah, it was hard to do because the impression of Biden, everybody knew he was bad, but and he was trying to be a gentleman about it, but you know. The reality is we all knew that Biden had dementia, and they were trying to walk this fine line with it. And he admitted that they were slipping Biden's obvious decline into SNL skits, and it was a delicate thing. And this is what he said on this Fly on the Wall podcast that he did with David Spade. I heard it's not that good, the podcast. I don't know. I like the Fly on the Wall, but I think there's another SNL podcast, but I don't have freaking time. If you're doing a four-hour radio show, you think I'm going to go listen to a podcast? Not a million years. Last thing I want to do is listen to anybody, or talk, by the way. You get home, if you're doing a four-hour show, your wife goes, how was your day? I love my wife. I just stare at her. Like, seriously? I have no words left. I have no saliva left. I can't form a word. I can't say anything. You nuts? Anyway, listen to this.
Do you now that you know that Biden is like severely diminished, do you feel any guilt or
do you, Dana?
Or insight into your portrayal?
Jesus.
Well, good question. This is really good, and we're going to reframe this podcast, the Julie Bowen podcast.
Now, she's good.
Well, we can flip it. No, well, but those are great questions.
She's better at it than we are.
I knew that he was compromised mentally. I mean, it was obvious.
Yeah.
But it was a delicate thing in the comedy world. There were a lot of people did not want to do anything that would kind of ding him in like an awkward way.
But it's comedy.
That's it. That's the key. If I can do Biden.
That's the idea, but that's not what everyone
thinks. All right, let's good for Julie Bowen for saying it's comedy. But here's the reality. The left and most of the people on the left, and I'm not saying Dana Carvey is one of these people, but I'm saying that most of the people on the left, the reason why is because they still wanted him to win. Even though he had dementia, even though he was not capable of running this country, they still wanted him to win. That's the secret. If they had really exposed Biden the way he was, it's like in 2020. You remember when they had Jim Carrey out there and the whole bit was just Joe Biden, I wear cool sunglasses. That was it. That was the whole bit. The truth of the matter is, the reason why they didn't mock Biden's dementia, and there was so much comic material there, so much comic material, from the way he would shake hands, he would just stop talking mid-sentence, he would just walk away, but they still, even though they knew, Julie Bowen knew it, Dana Carvey knew it, David Spade knew it, we knew, everybody knew, they still had to try to get the guy elected. That's it. That's the reality. That is the secret. You know it and I know it. We all know it. Bottom line.
Funny to everybody, then I am where I want to be. And then to make it funny, it had to be recognizable. Right. And so there are certain things I did not include in my package. Sorry, you would do a sexual pun on that package?
Package means wiener.
Okay. So I'm trying to set him up. No. It's a little early.
Wiener?
The biggest one was this. I'm not kidding around here. I'm being serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the biggest one for me.
But it was fantastic. I loved it.
I think it's easier to make fun of him if he's a president, if it's just a 90-whatever-year-old man. Just go, look at this. So once he's president, then he's more fair game to say. But no one made fun of him forever.
No, well, he's sort of neutral. There wasn't a whole lot to until he started doing like, no, for real.
Well, yeah. But no one did. Yeah, no. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is,
sorry,
I'm not kidding around here. Come on, folks, this isn't rocket science. And then the whole, I wrote the bill. Because I know how to write bills. You write a bill faster than he's ever written a bill. Wild Bill Hickok, Alfred Hitchcock, three times the biological charm. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the free world.
That is, I'm sorry, having watched SNL since I was a wee child, and yes, David, you know I love you, but that it is so crazy when you do that.
I love it. It's so fun.
I
fell in love with it.
It's fun, but it was restrained. I mean, it's funny, and I love Dana Carvey. I do, and I don't think Dana's a lefty, right? But he's working in the confines of a show that clearly all want. This is the same show that when Hillary Clinton lost the election, did a cold open. Do you remember this? With her playing the piano to the song Hallelujah. No, this was about protecting Joe Biden once again for his dementia. All right, more to come on the show before we wrap it up and throw it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, which, by the way, programming note, I will be guest hosting tomorrow and Thursday. So at least tomorrow you'll get stuck with 7 glorious hours of me, and Thursday 3 glorious hours. More to come. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
To emulate Mondami's campaign. That was said by one of the biggest morons in the history of the United States Senate, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. One of the biggest dope.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the mainland of the United States of America. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour. Almost to the end of the show. Almost to the time I turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Anyway, so here's the deal. The deal is Democrats are really dumb, and they want to emulate Mondami's campaign in New York. Now, what this guy did a couple things right. So here's what he did right. He did a lot of social media work. He wore a suit and jumped into the ocean on Coney Island when they did the polar bear plunge. He was young and hip, but here's ultimately why he won. You know why he won? Because he told people that he would give them free things. And people are not very smart, so they go, oh, free things? Oh, I'll take free things. I love free things. Yeah, I'll take free things. Now they want to emulate that. So they don't want him, but they want to try to emulate some of his campaign. Or maybe they'll just embrace socialism all in. Maybe. Who knows?
There are certain things that he stands for and says that I don't agree with, but I think you have to pay attention to the fact that you had a candidate in New York City that was talking every single day about the cost of living, and he was proposing really big, sometimes radical ideas to take power from folks who have way too much of it, like the big realty companies that are jacking up rents in New York City and transferring it to regular people. He did have a laser-like focus. focus on cost of living, on shifting power to people who don't have enough of it. And I think if the Democratic Party writ large spent as much time or as big a percentage of our communications time talking about the cost of living as Mamdani did in New York, we'd probably win a lot more elections. There are certain things that he stands for and says
we probably win a lot more elections, he says. Yeah, if you give people more free stuff, I guess you might. I guess. I think what the Democrats are all trying to do, what they're all trying to do, very, very much, is they're trying really, really hard right now to take this blank sandwich, put a little bit of cheese on it, and try to eat it because they don't know what else to do. They really don't. They don't know what to do. They feel stuck with this. They feel stuck. But, you know, at least it's not a Stalinist party, right?
The Republican Party has not just become a right-wing extremist party. In many cases, it's become like a Stalinist party, a cult of the individual. And
got that?
What the party is about now is that Trump says something, and if you have an independent thought, if you disagree with Mr. Trump, if you think maybe what he's proposing doesn't work for your constituents, you're out of here. You raise your voice, and in 5 minutes, they will be announcing a primary to your election. So what happened is Tillis thought that this was a bad piece of legislation for North Carolina. He's right. It was. And the result of that is Trump said, good, we're going to primary you. You have the same thing in the House, you know, with a very few people who are prepared to disagree with Trump. So right now, the Republican Party people are just afraid to dissent. And all you have to do is say, I love President Trump. I will do anything and everything he says. Hey, that's what being a candidate in the Republican Party is today. Pretty pathetic.
As opposed to the Democrat Party, Bernie, which stopped you in 2016, 2020, and 2024, which crushed your movement and did not give you the chance in any way, shape, at all to become the candidate. Because they crushed you and made Hillary Clinton the candidate, and then they crushed you and made Joe Biden the candidate, and then they crushed you and they made Kamala Harris the candidate. But that's not Stalinist. That's not Stalinist, right? Right? Such hacks. I mean, really, these guys are great. They really are. They're adorbs, as the kids say. They're adorbs. All right, I got to get out of here. This has been a long enough show. I'm sure you got plenty of things to do with your time, but hopefully you'll tune in for Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, and whoever I believe his guest host today is Jason Chaffetz. That's right. Jason Chaffetz, who is the former congressman, he'll be filling in for Jimmy today, and I will be filling in for Jimmy tomorrow and for Thursday. All right, so have a great rest of your night tonight and enjoy it. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.